Be'eran Daf Gimel Amad Aleph, 4 lines from the bottom. The sugya started with a problem. Hakol shoych them l'tzim that l'chatchila they're permitted to shecht. Shritos and kshayra means that it only helps b'di'evit. So far we had 3 mahalchim how to explain the Mishnah. The first mahalach was Ahakol Sheikh Rabba Barule, that a tome is permitted lechatula to Sheikh Chulin, Shanas Altaris HaKodesh, Shritos and Sheiro, tome b'mikdoshim is only b'di'evit. Abaye said that it is speaking about a Shritas Kusi, lechatchila, if there's Acherem Reina Yisrael Yisrael Oymed Al Gabov, so they're permitted lechatchila to Shecht, Ushchitosan Ksheira is, if there were no Yisrael Oymed Al Gabov, Afil was Yetziv and Nichnas, Kosher B'diyeved, if they gave him a kezayis, lechel mishchitosa and he ate it, so that proves that it was a good shchita. Rava disagreed with Abaye, and Rava said you do not need Yisrael Oymed Al Gabov to be marsha shchitas pusi lechatchila. Anichnas v'yaitze is also sufficient to be marsha shchitas pusi lechatchila. Shchitas and kshere means that there wasn't even anichnas v'yaitze, and then you need the biro of Noson loy kezayis mishchitose ba'ochloy. These were the 3 mahalchim till now. Ravashi oma ochiktoni. Ravashi says, einu mahalach. Hako shoichtem bafilu Yisrael muma. Ba'ruchatchile, a Yisrael muma is permitted to shecht. I can rely that he made a good ma'aseh shechita. So the Gemara asks, Muma lamai, lechel nevelis l'teyor. He is an oichel nevelis l'teyor. So what does Rashi say? Rabashi omagoras l'teyor. Ki loy mashkach heta. If he cannot find basa kosher, so the ra'ovein of basar is too great to be misgaber. It's ochel nevelis. So with that is amuma sha'ochel nevelis l'tiyovet. But let's go back to the Gemara and then we'll go back to Rashi. Uch deravet, and it is going according to a halacha that Ravet said. The Omar Ravet said Yisrael muma Oichel Nevelis Latiyove, a Yisrael Mumma that's Oichel Nevelis Latiyove, is Baidik Sakin Vinoisin Loi. If someone will be Baidik the Sakin and give him a Sakin Beduke, Umuta Lachel Mishchitose, then one is permitted to eat from his Shchita. So let us go back to Rashi. So Rashi says as follows, Me'acher she'asakin beduke v'nesuna biyodi, if we gave this mumma lechol nevelis l'teyovim, we gave him a sakin beduke, ishochit shaper, he'll shech properly. The chol kame the motzi l'meicha l'teicha l'ochel esuri, a mumma l'teyovim, lechol nevelis l'teyovim, is not pshat that He's not from. He would very much want to eat dvorim ksherim if he's put into a nisoyin. That it's difficult for him to get basa kosher, then he's not oimed ben nisoyin and eats basa nevela. But if you give him a sakin boduk, he'll zicher shecht properly. But v'chi ein lo isak in bodek, but what if he did not receive a sak in bodek? Lo itorach laduri boser sak in yofim zupgume. So that means if you gave him a sak in pegume, if he has a sak in pegume, he won't take out the time and tilche to be misaken the second. This is too difficult. So, stamazay to trust a Yisrael mumu shayichol nevelis that he took care to get a sakim beduke, that I can't rely on him. Could be and involved too many difficulties, and he wasn't aimed in the soin. But if I give him a sakim beduke, so memela, then I could rely that he made a proper shita. That is hakel shoychtem lechatchila afilu amuma lenevelis l'tayovim. That's the first bava of the Mishnah. Avoloi bodak v'nosan loy. But what is if no one gave him a sakin bodik? And he's coming with his own sakin, lo yishchait. We should not permit him to shech, because who knows if the sakin is a good sakin? Vim shochat, but if he shechted, so boidik sakinu achov. So after the shchita, we will be boidik the sakin, and we'll see. Nimtzei sakinu yofe, if the sakin is not nivgam, is mutalechel mishchitosei. So by the Eved, you're allowed to eat from the shchita, because on the etzem maise shchita is not choshut. He's only choshut to be boidik asakim. But I see, good, he wasn't boidik asakim, but I see it wasn't asakim pogum. Vim lav, osalechel mishchitosei. But if it's asakim pogum, so then you're not allowed to eat from the shchita, because I have to be chayish that it was nifkam b'shah shchita. That is pshat in the Mishnah according to Ravashi. Now let's go further. Chutz micheresh shoyte v'kotten. Aber cheresh shoyte v'kotten, da'afilu di'yevet namiloy. A cheresh shoyte v'kotten, afilu di'yevet sakin boduk, and they shechted. So it's all, a filo b'diyevet, it's also posel. Shema yishu, shema yidrusu, shema yachlidu. That means they're choshut, that they did not make a proper shchita. V'kulon, so now the Gemara asks, and what's the last bav of the Mishnah? V'kulon, which is an inclusive word, v'kulon sheshochtu ahay. What is this going on? Ilaim acher shaitan v'koton. Alokoi, if it's only going on them, it's not going on anything else. Vim shochtai mi boilai, so it doesn't have to say v'kulon. We're speaking about acher shaitan v'koton. So it should have said, vim shochtu acher mreinoi soi shchitosan ksheira. Hello, a Yisrael Muma. No, so we'll say it's going about a Yisrael Muma. So either Bodik, Sakin, Venoisaloi. Now, what is this case that a Yisrael Muma, the Shchita is kosher, b'diyeved, machera moisin, el choy noisai. Either Bodik, Sakin, Venoisaloi, amre tsheched lechatchila. Hello, the loy Bodak. You were not boidik the sakin. So the isel is sakin, if the sakin is still around, live the kehashte. So why do you need a cherem royin oisai? Let's be boidik the sakin. Be the lesel is sakin, and if the sakin is not around, ke a cherem royin oisai may have it. So, if you weren't boidik the sakin, what does it help that others witnessed the Maise Shchita, and he made they're capable of observing and seeing that it was a good Maise Shchita, but Dilma Besakin Pugum Meshachit, but maybe the Sakin was a Sakin Pogum. Kasha. So this is Shver according to Ravashi. That means that the Loshen is Shver. I mean, according to Ravashi, just like according to Abai Barove, we have to say the Bekulon is Lavdavke. It means Ve'im Shachetu, and it's only going on Chere Shait Bekotten, Acherem Roin Shchitosam. But the Loshen is Shver. Kash. Zot Rashi, Nimtzeis Sakina Yofe, Mutter, if you did not give him a sakin beduka, and later you boydik the sakin after the shrita, it's mutter. Vahainu dieved the masnisim. That's the dieved of the Mishnah. Chutz michere shoyte bekotten da filo nimtzeis sakine yofe. Loi, the ike kilkula achine. There are other kikulim that we have to be afraid of. Shia, drosa, chalode, the loyodi, lizdahuribu, they are not nizer in this. So, without being observed, we can't be lying there shchite. Zutrashi, vidavke oichel litayovin. Davke, this halacha, Ravashi, is davke speaking about if he's oichel nevelis litayovin. So, memele, so this person, be'etzem, is an elechayit, which is not oimed b'nisoyin. So memela, if we take away the nisoyin and we give him a sack and bodak, we can rely on the shchit. Avol lahachetz. What if he's an oichel neveles lahachetz? So then, afilo nimtzeis sakina yofe, loy, we cannot rely on the shchit. Temuid lenabel bekavone biyodai. He's a mumma lahachis, so then, when there's no trust in his actions, so then we have to be choshish that, he went and he was menabalit, since he's a mumma lahachis. Shaykhid lachatchile, afilu beloy acherem roi noisoy. So you don't need the Ivet speaking about that he gave him a second boduk. So he's Sheikhid l'chatli, you don't need a chayim reynoisa. Ivet speaking about he didn't give him a second boduk, leave the kehashte. Lomali a chayim rey, you don't need others to observe the ma'isa shchita. And if the second is not around, my havi, haloi boduk, haloi bodku a second, what does it help that the Ma'aseh Shechita was observed, and it's a good Ma'aseh Shechita, but we don't know if the Sakim was a good Sakim. Let us see Tosfos. Boidik Sakim v'noisin loy. We're talking about a Mumula Teyovim. Loy Chayshinan Shemo Yishe v'yidrois. Loishavik hetera v'ochel isuda. This mumma, the teyoven will if it's possible to eat dvorim amatorim, he won't eat dvorim isurim. Vafilu lo yoichal mimeno. In a mumma the teyoven, you don't have to give him to eat from it. The chayish alifnei evil is ite michshel. He's an elachayit in yisod. Doesn't want to do averus. He's not oimed b'nisoyim. He's a mumla teyavin. If it's difficult for him to acquire kosher meat, so he's not oimed b'nisoyim. That's all what he is. But if he's anyway capable of eating kosher meat, he'll see how make a kosher shchita. And therefore he won't eat it himself. He won't be machshel another yid. The whole problem is, he's not oimed b'nishoynis. If you'll give him if he has a sakin pogum, so it's a big nishoyin for him, the tirch involved to go and be misakin the sakin, to get another sakin, then he's not oimed b'nishoyin. But if the nishoynis were taken away, so we can trust him that he made a ma'aseh shchita, proper ma'aseh shchita, he's not choshed to be machshalayit. That is a mumalitayov. So therefore, Rabashi said, there's only one thing that has to be taken care of, that we have to know that the sakin was a good sakin. Avo kusi, but a kusi, yesh loy din acher. A kusi has another din in ganzen. Di Yisrael yoytze v'nichnas. If there's a Yisrael yoytze v'nichnas, according to Ove, loy boy b'dike sakin. Then you don't need b'dike sakin. The miltas, that means the accomplishment of yoytze v'nichnas is that he's afraid they'll be confronted if he does something wrong. Now, if he shechs with a sakin pogum, he'll also be confronted. Yoytze v'nichnas creates a fear in the kusi that will make sure to do everything right. The loy motzinu bishum mokim gabi kusi sheitzos b'dike sakin doesn't say anywhere. The Gemara before said, according to Rav Lechatchilo, all you need is Yaitzi v'nichnas. And Yaitzi, even though this kusi is choshed on lifnei'iver, but that's if you won't chap him, if you won't confront him. If it's Yaitzi v'nichnas, so the, by him, the, it's not the Yemeir Shemaim Kemeir Abos of Adam, by him it's not like that. The Meir Shemaim is not too much, but the Meir Abos of Adam is boiled by him. And you'll have a Meir Abos of Adam by Yaitzi v'nichnas. So Memele, if you have a Yisrael that Yaitzi v'nichnas, that's all you need. He'll make sure that there will nothing be wrong with the Shechita. It's a Sakin, it'll be a Sakin Boduk, it'll be a proper Shechita. The Ein Yisrael Yaitzi v'nichnas, and if Ein Yisrael Yaitzi v'nichnas, Afilu Bodak Sakin Loi Mahani. Afilu you avoid the sakin, and the chashin is shemesho, v'shemedoras, lechai shalif naiva. If there's no yaitzev and nichnas, you can't trust him. You can't trust him, he's not trustworthy. The lechai shalif naiva lechite mitshel. Fine. So memele, these are two people with two distinct halachas. A mumal teyovain is in Yisai trustworthy if he's not put in a matzav of Nisai. So therefore, what is needed is only B'dikas Asakim. And Akusi is not trustworthy. It's not trust, we can't trust him, but if there's a Meir Abos of Adam on him, so then we can be assured he won't make any kilkulim. So the Yaitzev and Nichnas will take care that we can assume that the Shechita was done properly, that the Sakin was a proper Sakin. V'teima, Frag Toisves, da amai le mahani nami b'muma Yaitzev and Nichnas kemoi b'kusi. Why by amuma it doesn't help Yaitzev and Nichnas kemoi b'kusi. The Kama b'somoch, the Gemara asked Akasha and Ravashi. The Gemara, we had a problem, the Kulon, Shacherim Roin Oison, Kulon Sheshachtov, Achem Roin Oison, Shchitos and Ksheirim. So the Gemara wanted to say, what is this, the Kulon, coming to include? So the Gemara wanted to say, it's coming to include Amuma. So the Gemara asked, what's the case? If you abide the Sakin, so it's Kashul Chatchila. If you weren't Baidik the Sakin, and the Sakin is not available to be Baidik, so how does it help Acher and Rein Oysan? Practices, what's the problem? If you have Acher and Rein Oysan, so then we have the fear, he's much more Elach than Akusi. So if Acher and Rein Oysan, if Yaitzi v'nichnas helps by Akusi, so Acher and Rayin Oison should help by this mumar also. So they might come and ask him, let's see the sakin. So Al Kochoch, he'll be baidik the sakin. So why doesn't the Gemara answer that it's speaking about the sakin is not here? But since Acheren Royen, they see that they're observing the Shechita, from that we can be assured that he shechted with a proper sakim. That's Taisvus Kash. V'teima. Damai loy mahani nami b'mumu yaitz v'nichnas k'may b'kusi. The Kama b'samuch, the Gemara says later it doesn't help. And afilu Acheren Royen Oisei doesn't help. If the lesser l'sakin ki Acheren Royen Oisei may have it. What's the touch my habit? It helps. If it helps by a kusi, who is much less Yerushamayim than a Yisrael Mumma, so it's zicher help by a Yisrael Mumma. The Yesh Loima, so Taisvus answers, the Yisrael Mumma loy miltas. It doesn't help by Yisrael Mumma. A Yisrael Mumma is not afraid that he'll be questioned and they'll ask him to show them the sakim. The ain savo sheyivdeku asakim achav lefi shehu maksik atzmoi ki yischoel lechol dvoro. He taka feels he's an elachiyit. He when he's put in the soyin, he's not aimed in the soyin. I mean, in tzadik vorto sheyasa toiv layecht. I mean, he's in good company. There's no one that's aimed in all nesyainus. He is different nesyainus he's aimed in. But he feels he's an Elach Yid. So he's not afraid that they won't trust him. Just like he feels he's Elach, he thinks Mustama, they also will understand he's Elach, so they'll never pin him to the wall and ask him, let's see the Sakim. So Mamele, he's not, if it's difficult to be Misakin the Sakim, he won't be Misakin it. So on this prat, a Yisrael Mumar is worse than a kusi. By a kusi, Nichlas V'yaitzeh helps that you don't need a b'dikas sakin, because he's afraid he might be questioned and to show the sakin. But a Yisrael Mumar is not afraid of that. V'ein lahakshes. So now Taisvus asks another kasha. He says, about v'nisht v'im, we have two beifanim that gives us a bir gomo that's a kosher shchita, sai by a kusi, and sai by a Yisrael mumma. That means by a kusi, if after the shchita you'll tell him, you'll give him a kezayis bosati, that's a bir gomo. That it's a kosher shchita. By Yisrael Mumar, if you're baidik the sakin after the shchita, that's also, and it's not pogum, it's also a birgum, that's a kosher shchita. The ain lahakshay, so Taisus asks, tamay tzorich lechatchila livdai ka sakin be mumar, vli yishyoitze v'nichnas ka bikusi, yinichen alishchit lechatchila, let them shech. Vachay chayn, Yivdaik asakin elakusi yiten kezayis bosa. That means the previous cases, let's see, the first case, Chaba Barule, that Shchitas Mukdoshim is only b'diyevet. So there, pshat is because it's a scary Indian, Shema Noga Babosa, and good, he says, Borili, no, It's like a tightrope walker. So, with the Eved Wesaymach, Lechatchila, we will not permit a Tomei Teshech Mekdosh. So that's understood, is a Lechatchila not, but the Eved it's kosher. But over here, these Birurim that we're afraid of, we're afraid that the Kusi Shechted Shaloi Kalocha because he's Choshed Alif Neiva. We're afraid the mumar shechted with a sakin pogum. All these kshoshes become bottle if we're baidik the sakin after the shchita, or we give the kusi to eat a kezayis from the basar after the shchita. Others want to say dafke kezayis could be less than a kezayis is a chotzi shir. Could be a kusi is not so nizer and a chotzi shir. So mamela, if we give him a psalm, udadiki kezayis. But al kaponim, so why lechatchila la yishchait? let him shecht, and then we'll see. Bish loyme de chashin en dulme mishtali v'ochu. That means maybe we'll forget. I mean, to make a, to give over a sheichet, the opportunity to shecht, relying that afterwards we'll make sure if it's kosher or not. This is not al chatchila de keshchita. They might forget later. They might come to eat without making these birurim later. So, mamel, that's why al chatchila lo yishchet. Kamoish perish abay netanka becheres shayte bekonde meisumam chulun lechatchila. So there Taisva said, there's a svar that the shecht chulun lachilam leklovim. So even though there's nothing wrong, but the akilkel might come about that people seeing a cotton shecht, they might come to eat from a shechita. So this is a similar chash. You're giving them the opportunity to shecht, so you might forget to be mevar if it was the proper shechita or not, and you might come to eat from the shechita. This is Rav Ashi's Malach, speaking about Mumma L'Teyovin, Mumma Shoichel Neveus L'Teyovin, is if you give him a Sakim Bodok, so L'Chetchelik and Shecht. If you didn't give him a Sakim Bodok L'Chetchelik, you shouldn't Shecht, but after the Shechita, you could be Baidik the Sakim, and if it's not Pogum, the meat is kosher. This is Rabashi's teretz. Ravina Omar. Ravina said another teretz, another mahalach in the Mishnah. Ochik Tony. Hakel shoichtim. Hakel mumchim shoichtim. That means if I know this person is a mumche means he knows hilche shchita. So lechatchila he's allowed to shecht. So what's the chiddush? He's a mumche. I know he's a mumche. So what's the chiddush? He's allowed to shecht. Mumchen ba'af al pi she'ein muchzokin. That means there are two inyonim. There's book knowledge. So a mumche, I know he passed all the bechinas. He knows hilche shechita inside and out. He knows. So my mele and the halachas he knows perfectly. But then besides the book knowledge, there has to be, that doesn't ensure us that his shechita will be a proper shechita. Could very well be that by the shechita, he might become this aleph, could be the riyas hadam might affect him and he might get faint. Bishas the shechita and becoming faint might passel the maisa shechita. Or could be, there's another chash. That what he has, he knows the halachas, does not necessarily mean that the poyel he can make a proper maisa shechita. You need skill, need physical skill also to make a maisa shechita. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Hakel mumchem. I know clearly that this person is a mumche. He knows hilche shechita shoichtim. And the chiddush is mumchen va'af api she'ein muchzokim. It wasn't huchzak etzleinu that he shechted and he wasn't nisalef. It wasn't huchzak etzleinu that he shechted. It was yochel la'amin yodav. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, mumchem yaydem hilche shchite. They know hilche shchite. ואף על פי שאין מוחזוקים, שלא ישוחתו לפנינו גימל פומם לירויס, אם יש בהם כויח, אם זה capable of שחתים, שאינו מסלפם בשחיתה, שיבואו לידי שיה, if they be, they're in this aleph, so could, that will passel the שחיתה, because they'll be showing them to מייסה שחיתה. Oy, ein yoidim la'amin es yedeim lekach. I never observed them three times to witness to see that they are take the capable of making a proper maise shrite. So that is the first bov of the Mishnah. Hakel Scheuchtem, Hakel Mumchem Scheuchtem. If he's a Mumche, so he's permitted to Shecht Lechatchila Mumchen, Bafo Pishen Bochsok. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, even though there are other problems, but I don't have to clear about the other problems. If he knows the Halachas, I can assume he Shecht it properly. Bamedva Mamulim. I know he's a mumche. I know he got smichan and hilche shchita, got a kabbalah. He knows hilche shchita. But what if I don't know? If he knows hilche shchita, could be he knows, could be he doesn't know. I don't know. Lo yishchait. So then he shouldn't shech. Because how can you let such a person shecht lechatchila? Maybe he doesn't know hilche shchita. Ve'im shachat, but what is if he shechted? I mean, the person came and shechted. I don't know if he knows hilche shchita or not. So now I have a geshacht in the behemah. So the din is bait kenoisei. So now we'll fahar him. We'll give him a b'chine. Im yaydei eloim hilche shchita. If he knows hilche shchita, mutalecha mishchitosa. Vim lav osa lechol mishchitos. Chutz micheresh shayte vekotn. So that's the first two bavas. If I know he's a mumche, he's allowed to shecht l'chatchil. I don't have to be doyik that there's another problem. He physically can't make a proper maaseh shchita. If I don't know he's a mumche, so I can't let him shecht. But if he shechted, I can be machshel the boso. If I'll be boichin him now and see if he knows hilche shchita. Chutz micheresh shayte vekotn, aber cheresh shayte vekotn, that I know klar afilo that he's a mumche, afilo diyeved nami loy. But diyeved it's also not good. Shema yishu, shema yidrusu, shema yachlidu. These are the three bavos in the Mishnah. Frechte gemorre weite ve kulon sheshochtu ahai. Now what is the case of kulon sheshochtu? Ilaim achere sheite ve kotten. If it's only going achere sheite ve kotten, alokoi. It's only ve ilaim achere sheite ve kotten, alokoi ve im shochtu mi boile. What's the ve kulon coming to be marbe? Elo ashe ein mumchen. The boit kenoi soi sagi. So why do you need a chem roi noisa? If he's not a mumche, so you can, don't be there b'shas the shchita. After the shchita, he can be predikim. If he knows hilche shchita. So the Gemara answers, the lesser lekamon the livdike. The last bov in the Mishnah is speaking about that he left. I don't know if he's a mumche. He's not around anymore. But if acherem roynoi soy, but if others observe the maaseh shchita and it looks like a good maaseh shchita, so this is so b'diavad it's kosher. What does Rashi say? Amad v'amum d'chshivim mumchem. We know him. They know. He knows hilche shchita. And by chere sheite v'kotn, the fellow the yevet, the yoidin hilche shchita, the tamid em erzokim lekalku shein bem das. The knowledge what they have will not ensure that they'll make a proper maase shchita because they're lavin edei. This is the first Lashon of Ravine, and it's coming to tell us that we have to know clearly that a Sheikhet knows Hilche Shchita in order to be Meisel Lechatchila that he should Shechta Behime, and B'diyeved, if we do not know that he's a Mumche, so there are two Eitzes. Either will be Boidekim and Hilche Shchita after the Shchita, or if we observe the shchit and it's a proper shchit, so these are two cases that b'diavad will be good. Ve'ike da'amri, others say a different mahalach in Ravine. Ravina Oma Hochiktoni. Hakel Scheuchtem, what is the Hakel come? Hakel Murzokim. If the Murzokim Scheuchtem, Murzokim Afalpi She'ein Mumche. The second Lashon of Ravina held that we cannot give over to a person who we do not know is capable of making a Maaseh Shechita. It has to be, he has to be muzik by us, and he knows to make a proper Maaseh Shechita. He won't be nisalef, yedei lam in yodov. That is necessary. Not like the first lashon that is not necessary at all. The second lashon is fakel, that is necessary. Hakel muzokim, all those who are muzik etzleinu, they shechted befoneinu two or three times, and they weren't nisalef, they made a proper maaseh shechita. Shecht them, they're allowed to shecht, murzokin af al pi she'ein mumchim. Even though I don't know their mumchim, but on the mumchi is, the second lashon of Ravina holds, I can rely that roiv metzuyin eitzel shechita mumchinein. The person undertakes to make a maaseh shechita, mistame he learned halachas, so, and mumchi is in hilchah shechita, I don't have to be afraid. Bishech, I just have to know if he's capable of making a maaseh shechita. And if he was muzik etzleinu that he's capable of making a maaseh shechita, he's not nisalef, he's yedei lam in yodov, so then lechatchil is allowed to shech. Hakel murzokim shechta. Murzokim afapi shein mumchim, even though I don't know that he's a mumchim in hilchah shechita. Ramad vorim amurim, sheshochtu lefaneinu beiz v'gimul pomim, loy nisalef. Others want to say, this beiz v'gimul pomim is either samazi a loshen, or the machlikis, if a chazoke is two times or three times, so the mother doesn't want to go into this machlikis, so whatever makes a chazoke, was already made already, that he shechted enough times to make a chazoke befoneinu, and we see clearly this person is not misalev. He knows lam in yodov. Avoloi shachad lefoneinu beis v'gimel pomim lo yishchay shemo yisalev. So we will not give over to such a person a behemoth to shech, because who knows if he'll make a proper maaseh shechita. But v'im shachad Omar Borili Shalini Salafti. It's a Borili, he says, clearly Leini Salafti is, I can rely on his Namonis Shchitosek Sheikh. Chut Micheresh Shaita Vekotten, even though it's Muxik at Leino, I saw them Shecht a few times, they weren't Nisalev, there's Yoidim La Amen Yodeim, the Fudiyevet Nami Loy. Shema Yishu, Shema Yidrasu, Shema Yachlidu. This Lachir is like Rashi said before, the Lav Menei Deyes, so Memele, they're unpredictable, so we can't rely on their Shechita. Vekulon Sheshachtu Ahai. Now, according to the second Lashon HaRavina, what is the last Bava of the Mishneh? Leimachere Sheita Vekotten, Aloko, it's only going on them. Vim Shachtu Miboyle. Ela ashein murzokim. Va'amrit bebori li sagi. So why do you need achem reina? He said, telese kamon deli shayla. Speaking about, he's not around after the shrite, but if it was achem reina, and they saw he made a proper maise shrite, so, yeah, but it's a kosher shrite. Let us see Rashi. Murzokim sheraino sheshachtu kama pomim yofe v'lei kilkalu. Va'af arpi she'ein mumchim. So Rashi, eminchun does not mean that they don't know hilcheshchite, no de lo yedinabu sheyoidem loyma hilcheshchite im loy. So the second lashon of Ravina holds, I don't have to worry about that, I can assume. Roiv metzuyen eitzel shchite mumchenheim. If they're undertaking to shech, must somebody know the law. Nis Aleph, לושן היפס וחלישס הלב, שניוכל לירס מקס חרב וסקן, אפילו בבהמה, מיתיס הלפנו הפסולס. לרסי תייספס. ואם שוחת, בויתקין אויסוי, and this is going on a person who I do not know if he's a mumcha or not. So lechatchila, I shouldn't let him shecht. This is the first lashon of Ravine. But if he shechted, bait kenaisai. Like Toisves, va'af al gav, v'ike b'raisa lekamon, the sova, the roiv, mitzuyin, eitzel, shchita, mumchen, hein? Tabi motza, tanagoyle, shchute. So why is it b'dievet? I can rely on this. Roiv, mitzuyin, eitzel, shchita, mumchen, hein? Tabi motza, tanagoyle, shchute. Homaise, tanoi, bosa, roche. But there's Tanoim which disagree with this concept of Roiv Mitzuyin Eitzel Shchita Mumchenein. Ava Gav Dosem Dochilo, the Gemara wants to be doich and say that the disagreement is not in this Nakuda, but Al Kaponim, Ravina held that there is a disagreement in this Nakuda. We can't be Seimach and Roiv Mitzuyin Eitzel Shchita Mumchenein. So the Gemara asked, what is the third case? What is the third case that Shritosek Sheire, Macherem Roin Oison, the lesser Kamon, the Livdikei? He's not around. He says, let us just refresh our memory. The Gemara is Akasha, we have here, Misha says that as follows. If I know he's a mumche, can shecht l'chatchila. If I don't know he's a mumche, so after the shchit, I'll be boidikim if he knows l'cha shchit. Then the Gemara had problems. So when do you need roin oisai? If he's a mumche, you don't need roin on the maise shchit. If you don't know he's a mumche, so you can fahar him later. Why do you need roin oisai? So the Gemara said, the case of Roy Noisa is, I don't know, he was a mumche, and he's not around to be baidikim if he knows Hilcha Shchita. So Al Kaponim, if it was Royin, Cherem Roy Noisa, that'll be sufficient, as he made a proper Maisa Shchita. Tema, the Mashme Ho'isa Kamon, ולא יודע אין שחיתו סייקשירה, אף אגב באחרים רואין אויסוי דשוחת שפר. Now, Tosfos says a דייק from Agamore, we'll have to explain, basically it's kakasha because of this דייק, but Tosfos says a דייק from Agamore that if a person who I don't know he was a mumche, and I watched, he made a meise schiete, proper meise schiete, and then he's around, and I verheard him Hilche Shchita, and he doesn't know Hilche Shchita. So Tosfos says, a diik from our Gemara, that is no good. Now, Kan Shaila Ben, where did Tosfos see this in our Gemara? Our Gemara never said such a thing, L'chayra. Our Gemara said like this. The Gemara said, why do you need a Cherem Rai Noisai? If I know he was a Mumche, don't need a Cherem. If you avoid him later, so I need a chayr. Someone says he's not around. But, so that's the case that you need a chayrim roi and oisai if he's not around. Where did Tosfos figure out in our Gemara is muchach that in our Gemara is muchach that if a chayrim roi and oisai and they were baidik him and he doesn't know, it's no good. Where did Tosfos see? There's an eskakash from a Gemara later. Where did Tosfos see this in Agama? Agama never said such a thing. Agama just had any problems. Why did he need a Cherem Roi? So Mora said. So I saw an Emes L'Yakir, Rav Yankov wants to say that perhaps Pshat and Tosfos is as follows. That it's Zichar, Ravina in the first Loshen holds that
You have to be mevar if he's a mumche.
Faisi brought down a svarin, we'll see later, others hold the svarin, that you don't even mevar, he's a mumche. Roy, metzuyin, eitzel, shchite, mumche, nei. You don't even mevar, it's not necessary. I mean, in the first lashon was machmer. You have to mevar, he's a mumche. Fine.
So Rabbi Yanke wants to say, so good. So Avinu holds, you can't rely on this roiv mitzvah neitzel shrita mumche lechatchila.
But let us say, but upon him, b'diyavid it should help. We should be mamayit v'machloikis. Others hold, afil lechatchila it's good. Al upon him, lechayre, Ravina should say that b'diyavid if. If I wasn't Mavar, I can be Seimach, and Roy Metsuim, and so Shrita Mumchimei. So I'd be Mamait and Machloikis.
So then, Pshat the Mishnah would be like this. Then Pshat the Mishnah would be, if I know he's a Mumche, Shechs Lachatchila.
If I don't know he's a Mumche, I'm Seimach, and Roy Metsuim, and so Shrita Mumchimei.
Now what would the third case be? The third case would be that I verheld him, and he wasn't a mumche, but a chayim royin I say.
This, why didn't Ravina say this pshat in the Mishnah, which it would come out that we'd be mamayit b'machloikis, and these are the three mahalchim. If I don't know he's a mumche, then with the yevet I can be soymach, and roi mitzuyin eitzel shchit a mumche mein. Let's be mamayit b'machloikis, right? I mean, others hold that lechatchila it's good, so Ravina holds lechatchila it's not good, but with the evidence it should be good. And the third bov is that I heard him, and he's not a mumchi, doesn't know lechatchila. But if acherim royin oisoi, with the evidence it's good. This would be a nicer kimta, and we'd be mamayit b'machloikis.
So Tosfos says, so why didn't the Gemara say this? Is ois gespart, that Ravina holds that if you verheer them later and he doesn't know Hilchas Shchita, Achim Vayneisa will not help. That's he wants to pshat in Tosfos.
Tame it. The lesser come on the Livtake, and that is when Achim Vayneisa helps. The lesser come on the Livtake. Tame it. The Mashmo Heisa come on. The Loyoda. Ein Shchitosek Sheire. Then the Shchit is not kosher. Av agav da acherem reino isoi, the Shochat Shapa. Fine. Well, the Kamon bepirkin, gabihod da Omar, Rav Nachman, ro echot, she Shochat, im roo mitchilo vatsoif, muta lechem mit Shchitos, im lav oser, porech idiyode, dolegomar pshite, a pair of shrashi, the Kamon, let's look on the side, pshite da roo muta,
the Gemara says later, there's a Gemara later that says, a person who I know that does not know Hilchas Shchita. I know he doesn't know Hilchas Shchita. So the Gemara says further, but if I watched him make the Maaseh Shchita, and it's good, it was good, so it's a good. And if I didn't watch him, it's a no good. But there's a Gemara further that says clearly, a person who I know does not know Hilchas Shchita, if you watch him, and he made a proper Shchita, it's good. He does know Hilchas Shchita. But Lamais, it's a good Maisa Shchita. So Tosfos is asking a stira from the Mashmois of our Gemara, which would seem, if I saw Acherim Royin Oisoi, Acherim Royin Oisoi, And later I verheld him and he didn't know. Now Gemara says it's no good. And the Gemara later says it's sicha good. So Tosfos blives by Akasha. I saw in Ksav Sefer, he brings down that Achoinim say a very gishmaka teretz. He says like this. He says, if you know that this person doesn't know Hilchas Shchita, you know he doesn't know. We're talking about, I know Chloe doesn't know Hilchas Shchita. So when you're watching his Maaseh Shchita, you have to look with him with 10 eyes. I mean, I know this person doesn't know Hilchas Shchita. So the Acherim Reinoise is with a tremendous Zahiris because I know he doesn't know. and everything is dependent on me. If I don't know that he doesn't know, the case of what our Mishnah is speaking about, we're speaking about a person who chef, I don't know if he knows, if he doesn't know. I was watching it. For all practical purposes, I was saying after the Shechita, we're gonna see if he knows or if he doesn't know. So, but I, the Mishtami does know, I'm watching it. So there the Riyah, the watching is not foolproof. It's not foolproof. Later I find out that he doesn't know Hilcha Shechita. So then, to rely on a Acherim Royen Oisai, who are under the impression that he knows Hilcha Shechita, because that's a Rabbi Yankim said Pshat. Rabbi Yankim wants to say Pshat according to Rabbina Lechatchila, you have to know he knows Hilcha Shechita. But the Yevet, you could be Soimach, that Roy Metzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchenei. And so I have a b'diavad. So now I'm watching the Hilcha Shechita. I have Mestame, he knows Hilcha Shechita. But he's here, I'll ask him. And I ask him and he doesn't know. So such a riyah, such a shmire, is, I can't rely on this. Since I don't know clearly that, since the royim b'shas maise, did not know clearly that he doesn't know Hilcha Shechita. So it's a different type of a riyah. Af al pi she'ein mumchim, the second lashon of Ravina held that even though af al pi she'ein mumchim perish, not that I know he's not a mumche, the lo yedinin, igomer iloy gomer. I don't know that he is a mumche. And according to the second lashon of Ravina, that's no problem. The Yedinim bei the Leigom, for the Yevet Shchita soy psule. Kedama Rav Yudel Kamen called Tavashen Deir Shchita. That means the second Losh Ravina says that he's not a, if it was Muchzik that he's not Nesalev, even though he's not a Mumche, the Shchita is Ksheira, Chas V'Shalom. If he doesn't know Hilche Shchita, it's Tzich Apostle. No, it means we don't know that he's a Mumche. So the second Losh Ravina holds we can assume he's a Mumche. Al Tzroi Metzui Meitzel Shchita Mumche. So now we're finished with the Akimtis in the Mishnah. So we have a whole bunch of Akimtis. We have Rabbi Barula said that Hakol Shechta means Tomei Bechulin, Shechitos and Ksheiris, Tomei B'Mekdoshim. Abaye said Hakol Shechta is Akusi, V'Acherim Royin Oisoi, Shechitos and Ksheiris, if he ate from it. And Rovitz said, Hakol Shechtim, by Nichnas V'yoytze, by Akusi, Shchitos and Shere, V'yayt from it. And Ravashi said, Hakol Shechtim is speaking about a mummer l'teyovein, that they gave him a second bodik, Shchitos and Shere, for bodik the second later. And then we had these two members of Ravina. So now the Gemara is going to explain why each mandiyomal did not want to say like the other mandiyomal. Now we're going to make up a sikum of the whole sugya. Sumo says like this. Ravine v'rabe barule k'abaye v'rove v'ravashi lo yomri. They did not want to say abaye z'kimte, rove z'kimte, ravashi z'kimte, mishum dekashe lohu v'kulon. Because on Abaye, Rav Ravashi, when we come to the safe of the Mishnah, the Kulon Sheshachtu, we didn't know what this the Kulon is Marbe. So Abaye, Rav Ravashi said, the Kulon is going a Chereshay to the Kulon, the Kulon is not Meduyik Take. It's equivalent to Im Shachtu, Vachem Rei Naisu. No, they didn't want to learn. This is a Deichik to say the Loshen is Lav Davke. So that's why their Pshat they didn't want to say. Fine. Kulu kerabe barula loy omri. Now, why didn't they all want to say like rabe barula? Rabe barula, the Hoshin is good, the Bekulon is good. It's speaking about Hakol Shechten, Tomei Bechulin, Shritosim Kshayres, Tomei B'Megdoshim. So the Gemara says, Lahachlishne da Amret Hoche Ika Adra Bahosem Ika to Bekotshim Koi. As they all held, we mentioned from Rabbi Yankim, there's a Yesodis Tika Machloikis of Hosem Ika or Hoche Ika, that they all held that Shritas Kotshim is nothing to do with Shritas Chulun. It's not the shchita that's matter by chulun, it's the avoides ha-shchita, and it's matter with the other avoides. So, they held that it doesn't belong here at all. It's a big doichik to say that shchitosan sher is speaking by Tommy b'mekdoshim. Tommy b'mekdoshim does not belong in mesechtes chulun. Adra Bahosamika, the Bekotchim Koi. Lahach, Lishna, good. So that's why they didn't want, so it doesn't belong here. But the Gemara said a lotion, Lach Lishna da Amrit Hosam Iker, Take Vahocha Aidi, the Tone, Tommy Bechulan, Tone Nami, Tommy Bemigdosh. But the Gemara said a lotion that Afilo doesn't belong here. Shchitas Kotchim does not at all belong here. But since the Tanner started teaching us the din of Tomei Bechulen, so he continued Tomei B'Megdoshim. So they held Tomei Bechulen Gufala Yitzchlei. They didn't like the Sakimta of Tomei Bechulen. Because they hold Chulen Shenasu Al Taras Kaidish Lavke Kaidish Tomei. He says this whole concept of Rabbi Barule, that there's such a concept of Chulun Shenas Valtaras HaKodesh, and this dinim is not permitted to be metamed. It can be Mekel if you'll be Nizer. But they hold there's no such concept, there's no such thing. There's no such concept of Chulun Shenas Valtaras HaKodesh. So Memele, So that is why that no one wanted to say like Rabbi Barula. Let's see Rashi. Abaye v'rove v'ravashi leimotz l'trutzi la'el v'kulun demas nisen. All that when we asked them what did they do v'kulun she'shochtu v'achem roi noisa, and they didn't know what to say pshat in v'kulun. No one wanted to learn like Rabbi Barule, because Tomei B'Megdoshim does not belong here. Ad Rabbi Hosamika. Leiboy Leila Misnai Hoch, it doesn't belong in Mesechtes Chulin. Ayu de Koma, Raidi de Tone, it doesn't belong here, but since we're speaking about Tomei B'Chulin, we speak about Tomei B'Megdoshim, they hold Lav Kekoidish Tomei. Vein Chayim Lizoya Behu. Upshita de shaykh dem tmeyim lechatchile. So what's the chiddush? What does Tosfos say? Chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh lav kekodesh tami. So memela, so you can't say aidi. So Tosfos says, I time have a motzi l'mei manami lishna kama. The Gemara didn't have to go into this shtik teire that it belongs in Kotchim. The Tomei B'Megdoshim. If you hold chulin shenas al taras hakodesh lav kekodesh tami, so the first bav of the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. Because, what's the problem of Tomei B'chulin? Yeah. Kulu keravina loyomri. Now, Ravina in the first Lashon said that it's only muta lechatchilem if I know he's a mumche. Is kulu keravina loyomri lahach lishne da'oma mumchen ein. The first Lashon of Ravina she ein mumchem loy. They vehemently disagree. Roy mitzuyin eitzlo shchita mumchen heim. They hold, not like Ravina, they hold you don't need, if a person is undertaking the shech, mustamin also cheshchite. Lach lishne da omar, murzokin ein, Shein Murzokim Loi, that in order to have Lachatchilvike Shchite, he has to be Murzik that he's not Nisalit. La Lufe Leichashina, and the whole Lufe Leichashina. Smell it, they didn't want to look like Kabina. Rove Loyama Kabaye, Rove did not want to say like Kabaye that it's speaking about a Kusi. He says you don't need is enough. Rove had brought a raya that Hosom loinoga hoche noga. Let us see what Rashi says. Zogt Rashi. Mumchen hein. Hilkach leiboy lamibdekei. It's not necessary to be boydik. Ki kushei da oisvei memeniach oivet kechobem bachnusa. He has takashe da memeniach oivet kechobem bachnusa. Abaye loyoma kerove di alef meyashemer asachanus yaitze benichnas lechatchile. Rashi is very interesting. Rashi brings, but from the more fellow from the first kasha, Rashi mentions this. And Abaye Rashi mentions the second kasha. Hosam loynoga yevit kichom biyayim bishashu perish mimenu. There by yaitze benichnas. So when the the Yid is Yaitze, he leaves. So the vial, he's not touching the wine. So you don't have to be afraid, as soon as he leaves, he'll touch the wine. Hoche, beimizu, biyat, akusi, nesune, keheref ayim, shoya, oidoires. That means as soon as the Yid leaves, if the kusi is interested in being menabel the behemah, so as soon as he leaves, he can, and it's in his hands already, he's in the process of shchita, so he can make a shehiya or make a, the kobidairis. That means the leaving, when the minute the yid leaves, the kusi has an opportunity to pass on the shchita. Over there, when by the yayin, Abai held when the yid left, so he wasn't bechlau in a matzav yet of touching the wine. So Mamele, you can't compare the aloch over there to the aloch over here. Agavuchad is akasha v'dat ne Yeshua b'chlal and Rove compared Stam Yainam to Shchite, how he was able to compare these two halachas. Stam Yainam is at the Rabbonon, and here we're speaking about the Raises, if that's at ne Yeshua's akasha. Well, Kaponim, the more in the Behir Abai says a different teretz. Ravashi lo yoma ketavayu. Ravashi, who says it's speaking about the Mumala Teyovin, Leoma Ketabai, Kosova Kusim Gera Royes, he holds Kusim Agere Royes, the Goyim. So he can't say it's speaking about so Tamazai, the Shchita is Apostle Shchita, the Goyim. Abaye Leoma Kerabashi, Abaye didn't say like Rabashi that it's speaking about a Mumala Teyovin, Le Sphira Lehoderovit. Abaye does not, Rove said a shtik teire, that a mumula teyovin is reliable. You can rely on his shchita. He's an elachiyit. He's not oimer ben nesoyin when he has difficulties, but he's an elachiyit. You can rely on his shchita. That was Rove's a shtik teire. Abaye doesn't hold like that. Le svira le hod Rove, that it's sufficient if you give him a sakin bodik, then you can rest back and be assured you can get a mehuda de kamaisa shchita. Chas v'shalom, if he's a mumala tayoven, he's not reliable. Elo rove, my time ala yoma kishmaite. But now the question, why didn't Rove say like Ravashi? The whole shtik Torah of Ravashi is based on that what Rove had said, that you can give a mumla to Yovel Asakim Bodek and you can rely on the Shechita. So why didn't Rabbi say this Akimte? The Gemara says, the Dvor of the Abaye come of Leilei Svirale. Ain't a Chanami Take. He was just going on Abaye's Akimte. The Abaye said, speaking about a Kusi. So he said, if it's speaking about a Kusi, it's not speaking about a Kusi, Rachem Roy. No, he said, it's speaking about a Kusi of Yoitze Benichnas. Let us see Rashi. Es will die hat der Rabbe, da man die Israel, Mumma, Scheichet, Lechatchille, Bebdike, Saken. Und der Rabbe, kiem nam Israel, Mumma, Mutter, Lechatchille, Bebdike, Saken, am Eile, Yoma, Kishmaite, am Eile, Yukmi, Mas Nisen, wie Israel, Mumma, Lechatchille, Dektoni, Bebodik, Saken, die jemme, der Tamisch, Lebodik, und kiem der Rabbe, Shibos, Shmaite, der Rabbe. Was ist, und warum dabei, lo es will die hat der Rabbe. He does not have a book, me because he, book he, lechatchila b'Yisrael, oimed al gaba, book he, v'yevet, v'yeitz v'nichnas. Oma le'rove, le'didoch, le'sfir aloch, be'muma, omut musle'ochi, afilo b'yeitz v'nichnas, matze, look me, lechatchila, v'yevet, book he, be'bo, matze, ishe shachat.